So what do we need to talk about? Yeah.
Sounds like you've done so.
Good start. Oh, I dropped mine as well. This wasn't a good start. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Can you use double click or? Yeah. I guess a button makes a bit more sense, because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now? What happens then? It's like more if it's visual. Yeah. Do you see my? Yeah. But well, we can have both, but whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization. As Steve mentioned, I don't really know how to involve the speaker characterization into the browsing. Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get to speak a characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get everything that's in that topic or whatever.
Yeah,
and in that way, but I don't know. No, yeah.
So should we try to do a right thing when you then?
Yeah. Alright. Well, is that just from the main? Is that from any particular window? Like, we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus, like, a topic or something, have a right click for these various things?
Yes.
To
wait, yeah, there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window, you want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right.
Yeah. So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So this dot is for
it's consistent throughout.
So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click.
Actually. Yeah, like another common thing, like we have this set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, I mean that's kind of a typical kind of action that would happen. If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of a default view. So it will be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just think to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen. So the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I
yeah.
Don't
see
there's anything obvious that would be able to.
Well,
that would
it might come to us. Start playing with it.
Yeah.
Like we have just like the right click menu.
Yeah.
Right click. But instead of, like, have a default double click. So
oh
if there's
exactly.
Yeah.
So it'll be a choice from
exactly
the menu. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, show the speaker characterization.
Yeah.
For instance, or just I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen then?
Yeah.
Sort of. Well, I don't know. Yeah. 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 That's a good start. I guess it depends on the what you're clicking on, obviously.
Single channel.
Mm. Probably not, but we might
no
need this for instance.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well,
I mean, we might use them
at the moment, no, but
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse you can.
You might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you then?
No.
We probably need that though to have the full flexibility. We need to have that.
That's why.
But
I mean, I'm very much I want to have everything customizable.
Hmm.
Although
the thing is, typically though, is someone going to have five windows open at the same time? Probably not.
Probably
just
not
two
no
or two
yeah
or three of whatever
just
whatever they're looking at, like Dialogx,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. But well, couldn't we? I mean, you probably. I don't know if you want to have like the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just like choose the same window for transcription and summary.
So like have a tab there or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah.
I like tabs. Yeah. I don't know who he said it is, but I don't know. But yeah. 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 Or just, I don't know. Yeah, change the contents of the same window, like
yeah.
From transcription to summary.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on, toggle buttons or something. Toolbar.
Yeah, that could probably. No, it could be like transcription summary,
yeah.
Like two buttons, and you just
yeah.
Press on whichever you want. Yeah. I don't like pop-ups. I guess that. Yeah, well, could I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have, like, transcripts, like, maybe three alternatives then, like, full meeting, meeting without disfluencies, and summarize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kinda makes sense.
Yeah. I guess it is. I mean, just to try it, and I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So we, yeah. Just so see the integration works sort of between the different components. So I guess that's what we need to aim for. Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down, so I guess, I don't know. Yeah.
Actually, is the code accessible, like the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just, like, copy, like, the latest stuff out of your directory? Like, if we're going to just try and, like, take a look or something, try and just plug some stuff. I think you can. If well, if you just tell us the directory. I think by default they are.
Yeah.
Right. Or you could just email. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is not difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
say that again. 04.
04 5 5 5 6 8.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder in LSSD.
Mm.
And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Yes.
Lowercase.
I hope you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
I can tell you what I've done in SP2. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use, sort of. Just yeah, searching. Yeah, oh yeah, we're doing this here. Yeah, yeah. So we just found a tutorial, but inverted search indexing, but I haven't read it yet. But yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked at it, but I found some code for like from a tutorial about indexing or whatever. Yeah. 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 I guess that's it. I don't know. I was a bit worried about when when he talked about this with the file, messing around with files. I mean, how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff, to be able to do the indexing? Okay. Okay. What are you writing in Java or yeah? Okay. Yeah. So I don't really know much about file things. Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point you had, that, like, collaborating with the file things. I mean, if you already started on doing stuff, I guess we can, should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we can do? I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need when we know more what we need, maybe. What we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably.
Yeah, we're gonna meet up.
Seriously. Yeah, hopefully on something by next week that we can sort of try and integrate into the group.
Yeah. Because it's now.
Summarize.
so, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I guess that's how it works. We've got that is very good.
So they don't, you know, they don't say look in that folder.
Yeah.
They say search everything.
That is very good.
Well, they did say it
wasn't okay.
Efficient.
Okay, but what is it like a window where you have to write a search query, or is it just what's behind it? So, or
no,
how does it work now?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. When you like, is there a open thingy or what? Do you, like, what did you do to like? How did you figure out that this uses NXT search? Like, is it?
Well, it's in the code.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So they're all in there still. We'll be chucked out by the end of the week.
Can we take it out one bit at a time?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many hours is this?
Well, since you've got any content, you're already on that. How's your quantifier rating?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thing?
I don't know.
Who was doing it? Oh, really?
Oh.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. Have some time. Why not?
Yeah.
So what courses should I pick to be not doing anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just being yeah.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this course is over. Okay. Yeah.
Is that about it then?
No.
Anything else we need to discuss?
I don't know.
Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? We'll probably get some work done over the weekend. So
yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we can decide. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're gonna do the search.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be still a limited version of the next query. Won't be the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Well actually Moses.
So no.
Yeah, get behind schedule. Yeah, pretty quick. Like you're saying. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
When was... The progress report is June 23rd, February. Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then?
This year.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah. My own deadlines. See, yeah, there are a lot of them.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you had now, wasn't that pretty much what we agreed on, or was it just
that's
like
that's
that one?
That doesn't exist.
Okay. This is illusion. Nice thought. I'm impressed. Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's gonna be a little difficult. Yeah, I mean I was going to, but you know, the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We haven't agreed on what we're gonna be able to search for.
That's true.
So
decide on that over the weekend.
Yeah, do you wanna, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do and then
Yeah. It would be nice to, I don't know, meet up and you can sort of show us a bit what you know already so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
Just like the basics.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Just like all the unseen. Just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just the basics.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, just jump right in. Yeah. That's cool. In the morning.
Well,
thing is, you know, yeah, something like that could happen any time because, yeah, like my schedule is like class break.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking so. Something like that, and then if I have a class of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Monday. Monday might be good. So
yeah. Next, yeah. Yeah, this Monday. Just
anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4.
It's 4, yeah.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah. After two. Sure.
Yeah.
Or 3:30. I just, yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter for me. I mean, 3 or after, what?
Actually, we can't get in there, though.
Maybe we can.
Well, we can get in through the
in 4, but we can go look. We can look now afterwards. Yeah. Okay. Into what? Okay. Oh, is that the photocopy? I heard about it. Yeah. 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 So, what time do we say? Yeah. 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 Okay. What? Yeah, I never know. It's reading week next week. It shouldn't be any. Well, it's supposed to be next week. It's week 6 next week. I don't know. We have one class at least when we like speech perception. We don't have any lectures, but I think we're having like all other classes. So there's not much point in having. No, I think. Yeah, we were a bit crap. Yeah, I think the undergraduates had were off totally.
What?
Yeah, we will probably have. Yeah, yeah. Just couldn't have last week. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone of you want to, like, take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if there was something. Oh, I think he basically said the same things as in the comments, if I could read it. Can you read that? From a single app,
probably want to go with default.
Yeah. Well, that was what he said, I guess. And now we have 7% of the course already done. It's quite good. So if you're okay with having yeah. We're done now. Is she still here? Yes, you are. Yeah.